DTE experienced some problems recently when it transitioned to a new billing system. About 5,000 people had their service shut off without proper notice. DTE says as soon as it realized the error, it restored power to all customers cut during that time period, just to be safe. But now the company will have to explain what went wrong. Nick Assendelf is a spokesperson for the state agency that houses the commission. He says the commission could fine DTE or have them change certain practices.
What might be at stake here is depending on if there are determined to be any kind of violations, what that might mean for DTE itself.
The evidentiary hearing doesn't have a date scheduled yet. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.